Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we break down what on earth is going on in Iowa, and we also analyze the State of the Union speech, the historic, incredible launch of President Donald Trump's march to victory in 2020. We got a show you do not want to miss. Instant and insightful analysis from the home of conservative libertarian rational thinking. Couple things really quick. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Any questions, comments that you have about our show that you want us to answer? And also, take out your phone right now. Make sure you are subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show. We are trying to hit 10,000 reviews on our podcast page on Apple Podcasts. So if you guys help us get there, thank you. So please take out your phone, type in Charlie Kirk Show, press subscribe, help us get to 10,000. Buckle up. We got everything Iowa, impeachment, State of the Union analysis related right here on The Charlie Kirk Show, quicker and better than anyone else. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show, an unbelievable speech at the State of the Union by the President of the United States. And we will dive into it. All the amazing moments, the applause, who was there and who was not there. But first, we want to start with some of the late breaking news, because we actually had this wonderful, beautiful plan. And you know what plans are good for. Absolutely nothing in the world of politics. Plans are good to be disrupted, and you could put them on the shelf and throw them away, because our plan was very simple. Our plan was we were going to stay up super late. We were going to watch the Iowa caucus results come in and be the first to report on it and the first to analyze it, just like Iowa is the first in the country, the first caucus in the country. Now, remember, the Iowa caucus is not first because it's important. It's important because it is first. Now, there's kind of a, let's say, competition between Iowa and New Hampshire. It kind of goes, you know, Iowa picks corn, New Hampshire picks presidents. So winning Iowa does not necessarily mean you're going to win the White House. Mike Huckabee won Iowa in 2008. Rick Santorum won Iowa in 2012. So Barack Obama won Iowa in 2008, and that really springboarded his surprise nomination and eventual presidency. Iowa is important, but boy, did our plan go awry. And that has been the news cycle of the last day and a half, of how the Iowa Democrats have completely and totally screwed up. I mean, you look at the caucus. If you don't know what a caucus is, basically you'll meet in gymnasiums, you'll meet in libraries, you'll meet in public areas, churches. And the way the Democrats do their caucus is you have Buttigieg or Biden and Warren. And if your candidate does not get at least 15% on the first round of voting, then your candidate is eliminated, and then you go and consolidate around other candidates. So basically, you need that viability threshold. And once you hit that viability threshold, then you're basically in the top four or five. So as of right now, we now have the result. We have now 62% of the results. But kind of going back to last night, we were waiting and we were waiting and we stayed up late and we were waiting. And my goodness, they never came. So the caucus system in Iowa has worked for 50 years until this new technology. And oh, the tech elitists, they say, oh, we're going to fix everything. It's going to be so much easier. This has actually worked better in the 1960s and 1970s than it actually worked this last time with this complete and total Democrat catastrophe in Iowa. And look, it's actually technically two ex-Clinton aides that are running this entire operation. They got the contract. It's run through a company called Shadow. Like, yeah, there's nothing weird about that. And this is a total disgrace to the system of electing leaders. We still do not know definitively who has won Iowa. Results keep on pouring in, even at the late recording of this episode. And you see that these tech elites, they say, oh, we're going to want to run your healthcare and run your transportation. Just give us the power. They cannot even run a caucus. So as it is right now, first place, allegedly, is Pete Buttigieg with 26.9%, Bernie Sanders with 25.1%, Warren with 18.3%, and Joe Biden with 15.6%. Now, mind you, these are all subject to change, but the first huge win for President Trump, there is a huge win for President Trump, and I'm going to get to it in just 1 second. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on the scale. It's about building healthier habits and feeling better about yourself. If fitting into your favorite pair of jeans is your goal, then great. But there are many other reasons why you might want to be practicing self-care, and every single person is different. Because everyone is different, Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. That's right, Noom, N-O-O-M. It's a great lifestyle improvement management system. They teach you the psychology behind the decisions you make and then help you keep track of everything from workouts and steps to analyzing your diet and recommending healthy recipes. Noom also connects you with a personally assigned goal specialist and a community of other Noomers, so you have all the support you need to empower your change. So here are some of the goals that you guys might have: physical, psychological, social. This app helps you accomplish all of them. You get better self-care, feeling confident in clothing, more energy, and just improved version of you. Noom is the habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. It's based in psychology. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do. That's really important, why you do the things you do, and empowers you with the tools you need to break bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's healthy and easy to stick to way of life. No food is necessarily good or bad, but Noom teaches moderation and can be used in conjunction with many pre-existing popular diets if you want. You do not have to change it all in one day, but if you want to make small steps and big progress, sign up today at Noom.com/Charlie, N-O-O-M.com/Charlie. What do you have to lose? Well, you might be able to lose weight with Noom. That's Noom.com/Charlie, Noom.com/Charlie. Look, here's the big news that the media will not tell you. This caucus right here, despite the tens of millions of dollars in ads being spent by Tom Steyer and Mike Bloomberg and the Andrew Yang gang and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and all the candidates that have worked so hard in Iowa and spent tens of millions of dollars, turnout here in 2020 for the Democrats was basically exactly the same and within a couple percentage points as turnout in 2016. So despite all that money spent, despite the limitless amounts of volunteers and out-of-state volunteers that came into Iowa, they were not able to boost turnout at all for Democrats. And this is exact opposite of the conventional wisdom in the media. The media has said, and I believe this part of it, well, this is going to be a record turnout year, that we're going to have a record amount of Democrats coming out to defeat Donald Trump. I've been hearing this for years, that Democrats are going to come and decisively try to defeat Donald Trump, and it's going to be a tsunami. It's going to be a groundswell. You know, I was starting to believe it. I said, oh boy, you know, that might be bad news. Now, I'll tell you that if the Democrats totally screwed up their caucus system, but they were able to boast record amounts of turnout, great night for them, despite the technology fumble. But it's a really bad night for them and a great night for Donald Trump. They were not able to get back to the 2008 Barack Obama watershed caucus levels that broke all expectations. That was just a grassroots tsunami throughout the country. They have not been able to get back to that at all in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. So despite all the Bernie bros, the Warren caucus goers, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, totally blanketing news waves with airwaves and news shows with this horrible advertising, it has not moved the dial at all for Democrats. This is a horrible harbinger for things to come for them. Now, it could change in upcoming states and the Democrats might get their act together. Most likely not. Typically, Iowa is the canary in the coal mine. It's the pent-up demand. It's the, I can't wait to vote. I can't wait to caucus. I can't wait to do something about it. And in order for the Democrats to beat Donald Trump, well, by the way, Donald Trump got the most votes of any incumbent ever, percentage-wise, and turnout of any incumbent ever in an Iowa caucus. Amazing news for President Trump. Amazing news for our country. And yet you see right in front of you the Democrats' inability to draw enthusiasm despite all these candidates trying to draw out their base. There's just an enthusiasm gap, especially in the Midwest. And as you know, we have an electoral college system. Praise God. Say your, count your blessings every single day and just say, thank goodness the founding fathers saw this coming. And I'll tell you so clearly and so simply, the Democrats are in deep trouble. Now, it's not over yet, but if they're not going to be able to turn out their base and excite their base around their candidates and have another 2016 where it was just basically a coronation for Clinton and a rebel candidate for Bernie Sanders, they are going to be in serious, serious trouble. Now, the big winner of the Iowa caucus was actually the big loser. That's right. Iowa is not actually about the delegates. Iowa is all about momentum, raising money, and getting on cable TV and dominating the narrative. Now, if you want to get a little bit conspiracy on this, you know, if you were trying to help Joe Biden, you would want the results to be delayed if the results were not good and you quickly, you know, live to see another day or live to die another day, to use a James Bond reference, in New Hampshire. Joe Biden finishing fourth. The fact that no one's really talking about it and he was able to kind of hide behind the State of the Union coverage of Nancy Pelosi tearing up the State of the Union address speech, which we will cover in just a minute here on the Charlie Kirk Show. And email us your thoughts on that, by the way, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Joe Biden is actually the big winner here, despite being the loser, because he avoids all the talking heads and all the newspapers saying death sentence for Joe Biden. And it really is. This is a political death sentence, and he just got temporary clemency. He was able to avoid the axe falling on the proverbial neck of his campaign. He was given a second chance at life here that could have totally been a death blow to his campaign. Now, the latest polls show he's in second place in New Hampshire, but if Bernie Sanders wins in New Hampshire and he even gets a second or third place, if Buttigieg beats Biden in New Hampshire, he's basically done. South Carolina, Nevada will not be able to save this guy's campaign. And we predicted this on the Charlie Kirk Show early and often. We said that this guy was not going to be successful in any way, shape, or form. And of course, Bernie Sanders was robbed of his moment. Bernie Sanders, at the latest count, actually has more votes than Buttigieg. Buttigieg has slightly more delegates, but it's going back and forth. We're watching this tabulation in real time. It's quite interesting. But Bernie Sanders was supposed to have his revolution speech. He was robbed. He was robbed by the tech elites and the Clintonites that still have total disdain and hatred for Bernie Sanders. They robbed him of that moment for him to be able to say, this is our revolution. We are going to take this to New Hampshire. An average candidate will see a boost of 3-5% in the national polls and 5-6% in New Hampshire upon winning Iowa and millions of dollars of money raised. And Joe Biden dodges the bullet and gets to live another day while Bernie does not get to expand his campaign. And, you know, Bernie Sanders is the guy that treads water quite nicely, but is unable to build his base. Iowa would have given him that opportunity, and this whole tech debacle stole it from him. We'll see if Bernie Sanders will be able to have a nice debate later in the week and be able to win in New Hampshire. I have my doubts, though. I definitely and seriously have my doubts that Bernie Sanders will be able to continue to expand his operation in the coming weeks. Now, I think if you kind of go to some of these other states, I think Bernie will be able to still be a serious contender for the nominee. But I'll tell you, that he was really, really robbed here. And if I was a Bernie Sanders supporter, I would be totally and completely livid at the ruling class establishment that stole it from him. Now, looking at this snapshot right now in the Democrat Party, poor leadership all around, and I don't know where that hack named Tom Perez has been. That guy has been on TV nonstop bashing President Trump, and he has been nowhere. And Chris Cuomo actually read him the Riot Act on television saying, Tom Perez, where art thou during this moment of calamity when your party needs leadership? It was a disgrace and an embarrassment to the people of Iowa that throughout hot summers at the Iowa State Fair and long winter nights caucused tirelessly for candidates that they believed in. Buttigieg made the other best decision. I have to say his instincts were the second best. In fact, CNN and MSNBC even teased Buttigieg's speech on the bottom. Buttigieg about to speak next, holding the audience. Very, very smart instincts. Meanwhile, Bernie and Warren were all talking over each other while Biden was trying to explain himself away. Now, mind you, here's a little more information about this app. It was coded by a tech firm run by veterans of Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, one of them a former Google engineer. It was designed to meet new requirements instituted after that year's contentious Iowa caucuses, in which, of course, Hillary Clinton barely beat Bernie Sanders on a coin flip. The firm is called Shadow, an affiliate of Acronym, a Democrat nonprofit founded in 2017 to, quote, educate, inspire, register, and mobilize voters, according to its website. Shadow started out as Groundbase, a tech developer co-founded by Jared Niemira, sorry if I mispronounced it, and Kirsta Davis, who worked for the tech team on Clinton's campaign for the 2016 Democratic nomination. Now, this is all from the Los Angeles Times, by the way, just giving an attribution of who wrote that. Now, mind you, hiring Hillary Clinton's staff to do anything, the Hillary Clinton team was so incompetent. The ruling class goes on TV and says Donald Trump can't find Ukraine on a map. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's team couldn't find Wisconsin or Michigan on a map. And this is the people that you corruptly hire to build an application. For the life of me, I cannot figure out why the Bernie Sanders supporters continue to take it on the chin. I have a column that I'm finishing right now that'll be published soon, which is, where is the network moment for Bernie Sanders supporters? Where is the moment where, to name from the movie Network, I'm sick as hell and I am not going to take it anymore. Where is that moment? It's as if the Bernie Sanders supporters routinely and continually allow the cartel that is the ruling class and the Clintons of the Democrat Party to run roughshod over them and to continue to rob their voice. Why they allow this to continue to happen is absolutely beyond me. It is against everything their movement pretends to stand for. In fact, these people, they are allowing coin tosses to determine which candidate will win Iowa. You have other Democrats stealing the nomination away from you. And when conservatives such as myself and Turning Point USA tries to organize on a college campus, you firebomb our students, you bear spray our students, you punch us and follow us through alleyways, and you harass us all the time. And that bothers you. But when this gets stolen, you guys give very vanilla answers. In fact, I saw Bernie Sanders give one of the most pathetic reasons. Oh, well, we must let the results be tabulated, and this is very disappointing. It hasn't happened yet. And yet he's out there calling President Donald Trump the greatest threat to our republic. Maybe a Bernie Sanders supporter can email us at freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com, and explain to me why they are allowing this to continue. This is highway robbery on behalf of the ruling class, the Democrats, and Bernie Sanders might have missed his moment to claim victory in the Iowa caucus, and with it gets millions of dollars in small dollar donations, millions of new eyeballs, and a viability that his campaign desperately needs. So I want to talk to you about this great product, and all of you guys need it, and it's a really good product, and it's Tommy John, and they make underwear. And it's the revolutionary clothing brand that's redefined comfort for Americans everywhere, including me. Look, they're innovative, they're smart about what they do, and they're very comfortable. They obsess over every little detail and stitch by using proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn before. Look, no one wants to talk about it, but everyone needs it. You guys need good underwear. Tommy John is so confident in their underwear that if you don't love your first pair, you can get a full refund with their best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. If you prefer to shop in stores, you can find them in over 1,200 retail locations across the country, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. And again, they obsess over every little detail and stitch. Men's and women's underwear, it has a real comfort and stay put waistbands. And they give the three F's about your underwear and upgrade with Tommy John today. You know what those three F's are? Fabric, fit, and function. So right now, hurry to TommyJohn.com/Charlie for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Charlie for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Charlie. So we'll keep on bringing you news around the Democrat primary in Iowa. If we ever figure out who actually wins, there's still only 62% of votes in. And the Iowa Democrat Party, they should be running the TSA or the post office, because that's just about their competency level right now. They are late, delayed, and not exactly on top of their game. But it is hard not to focus the entire show on the unbelievable, historic State of the Union address by President Donald Trump. What an unbelievably great speech. It was uplifting. It was positive. It was exciting. And it was juxtaposed by the selfish, self-centered, anti-American, open border, pro-abortion Democrats that boycotted, booed, hissed, and yes, even tore up President Donald Trump's speech. So let's just first start with who wasn't there. Ayanna Pressley, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Maxine Waters, Bobby Rush, Al Green, Steve Cohen, Earl Blumenauer, Hank Johnson and Frederica Wilson. They all were not present at President Donald Trump's speech. I think that's completely and totally unprecedented. We did some research. We could not find any evidence whatsoever of this many members of Congress missing a State of the Union address. The State of the Union, by the way, is in the Constitution. It is a convocation, a gathering of every branch of government. And yes, there is a designated survivor. Mr. Producer, let's find out who the designated survivor was tonight. Message it, and then we'll report it to you. I actually didn't hear what it was reported on. The designated survivor is the member of the cabinet who is domiciled in case, God forbid, something unspeakable happens at the Capitol and they need to continue, they need to have continuity of government. Of course, Kiefer Sutherland starred in that famous show, Designated Survivor. So the president hit many different themes. I'm going to start with my favorite. There were three really just heartwarming, touching moments that we're going to have to talk about as well. My first, though, is the five words that I believe that will get President Trump reelected. School choice for black kids, educational choice, getting black kids the ability to go to better schools. He highlighted this so well. The president brought an individual that was not able to get into a good school, and because of the voucher system and opportunity scholarships, this young black girl will be able to go to a good school in Philadelphia, and she was joined by her mother. Play tape.
But Janiyah, I have some good news for you, because I am pleased to inform you that your long wait is over. I can proudly announce tonight that an opportunity scholarship has become available. It's going to you, and you will soon be heading to the school of your choice.
This is a winning issue in 2020, school choice for black kids. Five words that will win Donald Trump the presidency. And so the designated survivor was Interior Secretary David Bernhardt. Nothing happened, obviously, just the fun fact for you to be able to discuss over the water cooler, lunch table, or dinner table. So look, the other part of this that I had probably over 100,000 retweets, almost about 100,000 retweets on the evening, just pointing out Democrats that literally sat when President Donald Trump announced the lowest ever disabled unemployment, lowest ever black unemployment, lowest ever Hispanic unemployment, the fight against AIDS, ending endless wars. Democrats did not want to be there. Democrats do not like this president. And you know what? They don't like our country. And I know that's quite a statement to say. There are some Democrats that do. I mean, I appreciate, you know, Kyrsten Sinema with the ceremonial standing up and clapping every so often. But you know what? I'm no longer going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I am no longer going to give them the benefit of doubt that they want what's best for our country. I truly believe they want utter demise, destruction, recession, and division just so that they can get back into power. President Donald Trump is restoring and revitalizing this country, which I do talk about in my upcoming book, MAGA Doctrine. Get your copy. Type in MAGA Doctrine to Google right now and get your copy of my upcoming book. Let's make it a New York Times bestseller together. He is revitalizing this country day by day. And this is a threat to their entire worldview and their whole power structure. So the Democrats sat and looked angry when President Donald Trump announced 10 million people are now off food stamps, that 10 million people are off welfare, that 10 million people no longer have to look to the government to be for opportunity, for dignity, or for self-worth. This is a free market, pro-American, constitutional renaissance that the president has been able to lead. But the Democrats, they find their value, they find their meaning, they find their power in keeping other people dependent on the federal government. The president also mentioned Opportunity Zones, which is a program that has been pioneered and pushed forward by my friend Jared Kushner. And Jared deserves so much credit for what he has done for this administration and for our country. Jared Kushner is someone that is an unbelievable operator. He's a quick mind. And a lot of these successes, from school choice to the Trillion Tree Initiative to Opportunity Zones to criminal justice reform, the paid family leave, have been led by Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump and their team of Avi and Cassidy. They deserve so much credit. And I could tell you from my own first-person experiences of being in the White House and visiting and seeing how things get done, Jared deserves a lot of credit there, and he'd be the last person to ever ask for credit. And just another beautiful moment from the State of the Union, and all of us that are patriotic Americans were just so deeply saddened by the news that the great, the incredible, the legendary Rush Limbaugh was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer And it's just hard to put into words what Rush Limbaugh has meant to me personally, to this show. In fact, he was the inspiration behind the Charlie Kirk Show and us getting started in the first place. So let's play the clip of President Donald Trump giving the well-deserved Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh, who was in the audience, who is fighting stage 4 lung cancer. Play tape.
And Rush, in recognition of all that you have done for our nation, the millions of people a day that you speak to and that you inspire, and all of the incredible work that you have done for charity, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Again, we are praying for Rush Limbaugh. He is a legend. And everything we try to do on the Charlie Kirk Show is try to follow in the footsteps of the legend, the great Rush Limbaugh. The second moment was, of course, when the president mentioned a young 13-year-old wanted to join the Space Force, and he was joined by his grandfather, 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman. If you don't know the story of the Tuskegee Airman, check it out. It's one of the most amazing stories in American history of a group of African-Americans that joined the Army Air Corps and served valiantly and courageously during World War II and was one of our lethal weapons against evil in the 20th century. And he was joined by his 100-year grandfather, a Tuskegee Airman. An incredible moment, not to be outdone by something that, again, if this takes a lot of planning, so kudos to the White House for putting all this together. But another moment is when the President of the United States talked about ending the endless wars and getting our best fighters and Marines and airmen back home, away from dangerous combat zones, without a mission, without a victory in sight. And of course, was the moment of veteran reunification, where we saw a family be reunified of someone that was overseas. And you could tell this was not staged. This was something that was so extraordinary. Play tape.
There is one more thing. Tonight, we have a very special surprise. I am thrilled to inform you that your husband is back from deployment. He is here with us tonight, and we couldn't keep him waiting any longer.
And so, look, just credit to the entire White House and the president for putting all this together, because this was one of the most amazing speeches that I have seen a president give, let alone a State of the Union. And it articulated in such a positive and clear way the president's agenda going into November. And look, and I tweeted very clearly that if you vote Democrat after tonight, you are complicit in the demise of America. And I truly believe that. I didn't say if you are a Democrat, but if you vote Democrat, it's very different. If you vote for these open border, pro-abortion, anti-American, power-hungry apparatchiks, you are complicit in the downfall of America. I mean, what was it really that hard, Democrats, to be able to golf clap or lightly clap when the president was able to talk about results of your own constituents? For every year, we go through the same exact charade of these radical Democrats having contempt for the success of their very constituents. They don't actually want America to succeed. And to add insult to injury, you had Nancy Pelosi at the end of this speech tear up the State of the Union. Tear it up. Nancy Pelosi might regret doing that. I'm going to tell you exactly why in just 1 second. What if you could combine all your credit card balances into one low fixed monthly payment? I know a lot of my friends out there and a lot of people listening to the Charlie Kirk Show got a lot of credit card debt, but I'll tell you, it is very, very important. You guys learn about Lightstream. You guys can easily get a fixed rate of credit card consolidation loan for as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You can pay off your credit card balances and save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that when you have good credit, you deserve a low rate and great service, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for my listeners, apply now and get an additional interest rate discount to save even more. The only way to get this discount is go to lightstream.com/Kirk. So stop what you're doing. You got credit card debt. This is a solution. That's lightstream.com/Kirk for an additional discount. Lightstream.com, L-I-G-H-T-S-T-R-E-A-M.com/Kirk. It is, of course, subject to credit approval. Rates include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. But visit lightstream.com/Kirk for more information. Now, Nancy Pelosi, she ripped up those remarks. It's going totally viral. But she could have just committed a violation of Section 18 U.S.C. Section 2071 of Criminal Code when she ripped it up, which essentially says it prohibits the destruction of government records. So Attorney General Bill Barr, I hope you'll open a criminal investigation into Nancy Pelosi for destroying government records. And I'm not kidding. And you know what? I hope President Trump tears up her impeachment articles as soon as he is rightfully acquitted in the United States Senate. Look, America has a lot of pressing problems. Opioids, open borders, the abortion rate, the decline of faith in our country, too high of taxes, our national debt and deficit, the erosion of our language in our country. And the Democrats are more worried about the circus impeachment, not applauding for the revitalization and renaissance of our country. So just let's be clear, in 72 hours, the Democrats can't count votes in Iowa. They refuse to applaud for disabled Americans having the lowest ever unemployment in the history of our country. And President Donald Trump will be acquitted from an impeachment that they were planning during his inauguration speech. When President Donald Trump was giving his inauguration speech, they were colluding together and drafting up the articles of impeachment. And one of the biggest wins of tonight is that President Trump decided not to mention impeachment at all. And you know why I love that? Is because people watch State of the Union addresses 10, 20, 30 years in the future. And he was so smart, and he did not want to bring their number one issue to the front lines of the State of the Union. President Donald Trump did not want to demean or degrade the office of the President of the United States to Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler's circus show of impeachment. This was called the Great American Comeback. And I couldn't think of a better title of a speech, because that's exactly what the MAGA doctrine is. That is what the Trump agenda is. It's what I talk about in my upcoming book, where I talk about the thousands and thousands of years of philosophy and history behind the Trump movement and how difficult it is to revitalize a country that is somewhat inevitably in decline. And President Donald Trump is doing that in a spectacular and miraculous way. And tonight was just another incredible moment in the Trump movement. And boy, if I'm a Democrat, I am terrified and I am worried. And this is why they tried this Hail Mary sham impeachment trial. That's why they tried to do it, because they thought that this president needed to be slowed down. But tonight, he has showed that none of the efforts to derail the Trump train have worked, that the movement is growing faster than ever before, and it is stronger, and the grassroots are more convicted and more compelled to vote for President Donald Trump than ever before. And guess what? President Donald Trump has the highest approval ratings with Gallup of his presidency, even higher than President Barack Obama was with Gallup at this point in his presidency. This is why Michael Bloomberg is trying to spend $2 billion. It's why the Democrats are in total disarray. President Donald Trump has 49% approval rating. Barack Obama had 45% approval rating from Gallup, not exactly a right-wing polling institution. So we have more coming later this week. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Take out your phone right now. Type in The Charlie Kirk Show and press subscribe. We have an exclusive sit-down interview with Ben Shapiro. You guys are not going to want to miss it. Go back in the episode library and download a bunch of episodes. Go back down and listen to my disagreement with Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw and I disagree. Go back down and listen to my disagreement with Michael Knowles on all things Catholicism, and we disagree on that. Very fun, very lighthearted, very whimsical. Go listen to my interview with Senator Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and we got future episodes with Mark Meadows and many others. So you guys got to make sure you're subscribed. Don't miss any episodes. They're timely, they're fun, they're in-depth, and they're insightful. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Of course, don't miss my exclusive sit-down with the Vice President of the United States that just came a couple episodes ago. So go download a couple episodes and stay tuned and email us at freedom@charliekirk.com. And of course, in closing, if you guys want to get involved with the strongest and most important youth organization in the country, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Join a chapter, start a chapter, chip in some money. attend one of our events. That's tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Click on that Get Involved tab. And again, we have the MAGA Doctrine episodes, part 1, 2, and 3. And if you guys want to help us become a New York Times bestseller, take out your phone, type in MAGA Doctrine, and pre-order your copy today. MAGA Doctrine. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. This is Charlie Kirk from The Charlie Kirk Show. Make sure you're subscribed. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We've got huge episodes coming for you soon. Till next time, thanks so much. With an exciting news, it's official. Our show is now on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to the podcast, and joining Spotify allows us to be even more places for you guys to find us. So go to Spotify right now if you guys enjoy it already. If you already listen to music on Spotify, now you can listen to the podcast in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary. Go to Spotify, type in The Charlie Kirk Show, press subscribe. Keep listening, everybody. Thanks so much.